Welcome to another edition of Roar Rant. I am Steve Dace, and the 2023 Detroit Lions schedule is out and official. And I have some thoughts, five of them, in fact, that I want to share with you now on our latest episode. Five big thoughts on the upcoming schedule begins with number one. Man, the NFL has put the Lions on notice that this is their time. They're giving them unprecedented primetime exposure. I mean, look at this. Lions are going to be on opening day, the big Thursday night opener against the defending world champ Kansas City Chiefs. They're playing Monday night Halloween against another one of the venerable franchises in the league, the Raiders. Thanksgiving Day against another venerable franchise in the league, the Packers. They're scheduled right now to play on Christmas Eve as well. Maybe even more late in the season with games against the Broncos and the Vikings right now are listed as flexed to be determined for later in December. So, I mean, for a team that has not won a playoff game since 1991, and that's the only playoff game the Lions have won since 1957, hasn't won a division title since 1993, that 32-year drought is the longest division title drought in all of American professional team sports. The NFL is investing heavily in faith in the Detroit Lions, and those of us who are lifelong Lions fans are kind of like, good luck with that. All right, we've tried that before, been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, got the scars to show it. But given the way the Lions finished, the magnetism of their coach right now, and then how active they were in upgrading the team all the more in the offseason, the NFL is saying, hey, this is our team in whom we are well pleased. It is your time. Let's see if the Lions live up to that. Number two, to me, the opening to the season is a perfect way to get a team's attention heading into training camp with preseason expectations it's not accustomed to. If you're Andy Reid, your team's accustomed to these kinds of expectations. You're there every year. If you're the Lions, you're not. And you have these expectations without even being a playoff team last year. So how do you make sure that the guys still have that eye of the tiger, or maybe better saying, the eye of the lion? How do you still make sure they have that edge? Well, first you play the world champs. So all off season now, all the OTAs upcoming, mini camps, training camp, that's the biggest spotlight against the best team in the league that you could ask for. So that's a great nothing-to-lose spot, a little bit like what the Lions faced in last year's finale against the Packers. So first you start there against the Chiefs. But then you look at the turnaround of what's coming next. Arguably the more important game is the Week 2 game against Seattle. That was the game right there that determined who got to the playoffs. The Seahawks came in early last year and beat the Lions, so they had the head-to-head tiebreaker. They go to the playoffs, and meanwhile, the Lions stay home. That game could have a huge say in both playoff seeding and positioning. And so here's the deal, though. You get a few extra days to prepare for it. And so with the Thursday night game, now you're getting a couple of extra prep days to prep for that home opener against the Seahawks and one of the most important games on the schedule. So if you're worried about expectations, I know there's some thought that the Lions were given a tough start to the year. Maybe their two toughest games on the entire schedule are the start of the season. I actually love it because my big concern as a lifelong fan, or nearly a lifelong fan, is all these expectations are something they're not accustomed to. And how do you deal with it? How do you not let it go to your head? How do you keep that edge? How do you stay hungry? Well, hey, let's start off with maybe the two most important games on the entire schedule. Certainly the two most important non-divisional games on the entire schedule. And let's test you right from the outset. That'll get a team's attention right from the outset. So I like the way the season starts for Detroit. Number three, Detroit also faces early on, after those first two games, also faces early on teams with young or new or unproven quarterbacks that are still going to be learning, growing, maturing. The Falcons, Desmond Ridder. The Packers turning to Jordan Love. The Buccaneers, is it Baker Mayfield? The Carolina Panthers, probably rookie Bryce Young. So there's a real chance for the first time in the Dan Campbell era, because of that, to get off to a fast start and then not have to go on some run in December. Fourth, much is being made of the fact there is only likely to be one cold weather game on the schedule right now. That's at Chicago, Soldier Field on December the 10th. However, I know the traditional trope, well, the dome team, you know, doesn't want to play in cold weather. Given how physical the Lions like to play under Dan Campbell, I'm not entirely sure that that trope means as much as it did in the past. I mean, again, go back to the last game of a year ago against the Green Bay Packers, outdoors, Lambeau Field, January. Went out there, tougher, more physical team, won the game. And that was the end of the Aaron Rodgers era there at Lambeau Field. So I don't know that it means as much as maybe it's being made out to be. In fact, I almost wonder if it's a disadvantage that you saw what the Lions did cold weather last year against the Jets. They went out there and won that game on the road as well. So I would have actually, I don't know that it's necessary for the Lions to have so many cozy dome games. In fact, I could also say defensively, you might want some of those other games in cold weather. Give your defense that's still trying to come along, is still maybe in need of some developing, you give them a little bit of a break rather than playing all these teams indoors on fast tracks the entire season. Finally, the Lions only play 5 games against teams in the top 15 of my NFL preseason power rankings. Translation, no excuses, man. Keep Jared Goff healthy. This should be a playoff team. You could make a case going position group by position group that the Lions are better at every position group than they were compared to who was playing those positions at the end of the season in 2022. At the very least, they're as good. They haven't diminished in any of these position groups and have improved in many of them. In fact, that might make for an interesting episode. Maybe we should do that soon. Maybe we will. I'm Steve Dace. Thanks for tuning in here on Roar Rant. We'll see you next time.